Chapter 19. It happened, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he tore his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. He sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. They said to him, "Thus says Hezekiah, this is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and of rejection. For the children are come to the birth, and there is not enough strength to bring them forth. It may be that the Lord your God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria his master has sent to defy the living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left." So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. Isaiah said to them, "Thus shall you tell your master. Thus says the Lord, don't be afraid of the words that you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will put a spirit in him, and he shall hear news, and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land." So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libnah, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. When he heard say of Tirca, king of Ethiopia, "Behold, he has come out to fight against you," he sent messengers to Hezekiah again, saying, "Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah the king of Judah, saying, don't let your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands, by destroying them utterly, and shall you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, Gozan, Haran, and Reseph, and the children of Eden that were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, of Hena and Eva?" Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord, and spread it before the Lord. Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, "O Lord, God of Israel, who sits above the cherubim, you are God, even you alone of all the kingdoms of the earth, for you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and see, and hear the words of Sennacherib, with which he has sent him to defy the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, save us, I beg you, out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God alone." Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah, saying, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, whereas you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard you. This is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin daughter of Zion has despised you and ridiculed you. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at you. Whom have you defied and blasphemed? And against who have you exalted your voice and lifted up your eyes on high? Even against the Holy One of Israel. By your messengers you have defied the Lord and have said, with the multitude of my chariots, I am come up to the height of the mountains, to the innermost parts of Lebanon, and I will cut down the tall cedars of it and the choice fir trees of it, and I will enter into the farthest lodging place, the forest of the fruitful field. I have dug and drunk strange waters, and with the soles of my feet I will dry up all the rivers of Egypt. Haven't you heard how I have done it long ago and formed it of ancient times? Now I have brought it to pass that it should be yours to lay waste fortified cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were of small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as grain blasted before it is grown up. But I know your sitting down, and your going out, and your coming in, and your raging against me. Because of your raging against me, and because your arrogance has come up into my ears, therefore I will put my hook in your nose, and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way which you came. This shall be the sign to you. You shall eat this year of that which grows of itself, and in the second year of that which springs forth of the same. and in the third year you will sow and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit of it. The remnant that has escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion those who shall escape. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform this. Therefore thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, He shall not come to this city, nor shoot an arrow there, neither shall he come before it with shield, nor cast up a mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and he shall not come to this city, says the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it, for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake. It happened that night that the angel of the Lord went out and struck in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000 men. And when they arose early in the morning, they saw all the dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed, and went and returned and lived in Nineveh. It happened, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, that Adrammelech and Sharezer struck him with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. Esarhaddon his son reigned in his place.